I kind of let go of that, and I wasn't concerned any longer about trying to get on this show. I had a publicist who was doing that. Then I got a phone call from the one of the talent coordinators on The Tonight Show, and he called up and he said, would you like to come on and do a pre-interview? Fly out to California. I said, great. I flew out to California, did a pre-interview, and then I flew back to where I was staying in Michigan. Then I got a phone call in Michigan saying, you can do the show next Monday night. It was in August. It was 1976. And Shecky Green was the host. And they said, I said, great, I'll go on with Shecky Green. I love Shecky Green. I flew back out there. I did the show. It was fantastic. I got 20 minutes, the author spot, you know. But we had two segments. And it was great. But it was August something, 1976. And it was the day of the Republican National Convention. And Robert Dole was giving the keynote address. And the first time in the history of The Tonight Show, they preempted The Tonight Show. After I had flown back to tell everybody about, watch me on The Tonight Show, they had preempted it, and because his speech went too long. I have never been a real big fan of Bob Dole. No, that's just kidding, of course. So I was like, didn't know what was going to happen and so on. Apparently, the next day at the meeting, this friend of mine who was working on the show, his name was Howard Papish, he went in and told them about this guest that had been on Monday night, and Johnny Carson had talked to them and said, look, if he was a good guest, then why don't we invite him to come back out and appear with me before that show airs? They called me back, flew me back out to Michigan, from Michigan. This time there was a limo waiting for me. When I got to The Tonight Show, I did the show on Wednesday night. It was great. We had about 7 or 8 minutes, but we got cut short. And Johnny said to me, would you like to stay over and do the show again tomorrow night? Because we didn't really have enough time to give you. I said, no, I'm busy. I've got my screen door. I said, no. I said, of course. So I did the show the next night. Then on Monday, they showed the preempted show that had been preempted from the week before. So from having absolutely no national exposure of any kind, I had 3 Tonight Show appearances in 4 days. And it's about that business of advancing confidently in the direction of your own dreams, going out there, doing what your heart tells you to do. I can't tell you how many books I get from people who... people have written this book, and please give me an endorsement, and please tell me how to go about doing it. They want these long letters. And I always respond, just do it. Just do it. Don't, you can't write my speech. You can't deliver my speech. You can't do it the way I did it. What does your heart tell you? Go out there and never stop. Have that passion and detach from the outcome. Such a powerful lesson. Let go of what's going to come to you, and what is going to come to you will keep showing up in larger and larger and larger amounts. There's a wonderful old fable of a cat and a kitten. And the kitten is chasing his tail. And he's chasing it and chasing it and chasing it and chasing it. You've seen little kittens do that. Finally, this old alley cat comes up to it and says, what are you doing? And the kitten said, well, I've just gone to cat philosophy school. And we learned 2 things in cat philosophy school. One is that the most important thing in the world for a cat is happiness. And 2, that it's located in my tail. That's what we learn. So what I'm doing is I'm chasing after it. And when I finally get my mouth on it and get a firm grip on it, I'll have a lock on eternal happiness. The old cat said, well, you know, he said, I've never had the same opportunities that you have. I've lived in the alleys most of my life. I never got a chance to go to school. But it's interesting. I learned the same thing that you did. Number 1 is that the most important thing in the world for a cat is happiness, and indeed that it's located in my tail. He said the only difference between you and I is that I've found and discovered that when I go about my business and do the things that are most important to me, it follows after me wherever I go. And there's great wisdom in that fable. Let it chase you. Let it follow you instead of being something that you're consumed with having to get. Because the more you're attached to the outcome, the more you're trying to get something that isn't what you really want. Like if we're going to dance, if we're going to start and we're going to go to a dance, I can dance, you know. Just like that pipe.